Simon Reish Lamed Gimel.
I'm sorry, Simon.
Which is time for Zman Tfilas Mincha. It's a little bit of work over here to get everything clear over here. Let's see if we can move. I really would like to start this as Hashem next week, Wednesday night. I want to start Hilchos Shabbos. I want to finish it. So we're not going to finish everything. I might skip a few little bit. With schedule, we're supposed to start next week, Tuesday, but we'll start Wednesday. So let's see if we can. I would like to accomplish as much as we can. So from the time of 6.5 hours on the day, we'll define the word hours in the Mishnah Berurah. So a person is yotze the mitzvah of tefillas mincha. However, the appropriate time is not till 9.5 hours on the day. So let's say, for argument's sake, if we do sunrise at 6 and sunset at 6, so 3:30 in the afternoon would be 9.5 hours. So how long do you have for mincha? You have, according to the Chachamim, you have until the evening, until Laila. Also has to be defined. Rabbi Yehuda, you have until plaga mincha, which also shehu ad sefer aleph shows chaser revia. So in an example which we just gave, for argument's sake, we'll say 4:45. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, the preferred time of mincha is in the window from 3:30 to, and you must complete it by 4:45. And according to the Chachamim, the Rabbanan, you have till 6 o'clock for sure, possibly later. Okay. Remember, Sharidan shows Eilu Lefi Inyan Hayom. Now, when we calculate these, we say these hours, we mean hours, we take the day and divide the day into 12 equal parts. So depending how long the day is, that's going to be longer or shorter than your hour on the clock. Even if it's a very long daylight time, you calculate it in 12 hours. And the grow shows zmanios, it's referred to in halacha as shows zmanios, that they are hours which are dependent on the time of the year. In general, whenever we talk about hours, this is what we're referring to. Now, the more came out, the two opinions when the zman of mincha ends. The Obed Kamar Obed. The Mora says that either way you do is acceptable. But Vahushi Asil Olam Kechad Aminayo, preferably the Shulchan Aruch says that it means you have to choose whoever one you want. We have not paskin one way or the other, but you can't go back and forth. According to the Shulchan Aruch, you pick your Bihuda Shita, you always do Bihuda Shita, which means you'll never da Mincha after Plaga Mincha. If you pick the Chacham Shita, it means you'll never da Marav after Plaga Mincha. Those are the two options of the way the Shulchan Aruch is presenting it.
That's our understanding of his pshat, he means the Olam as in literally.
Yeah.
Hold on. Say this again. You never daven mincha after Plaga Mincha?
If you pick Rabbi Yehuda, Plaga Mincha is the time for Marav. You can never daven mincha. It's too late. Mincha ends at Plaga Mincha, according to Rabbi Yehuda. According to Chamim, you cannot daven Marav after Plaga Mincha. You have to wait till nighttime to daven Marav. So you have a choice. You can't do both.
And you'd be better off not doing a Hataras Nedarim in that situation and just daven two Maris if you somehow missed that.
Right. No. What Shulchan Aruch presents is that's Shim Oisek Rabbanu Mispala Mincha Adalai. The Shuv Ena Yochel Mispala Arvis Miplaga Mincha Lamal. The Rosh Shuv Yehuda Mispala Arvis Miplaga Mincha Lamal. Tzarech Lizor Shul Yispala Mincha Bois Yisho. Now, V'akshav Shunogel Yispala Tvilas Mincha Adalai. Our minig is that we do Dab Mincha up to night time. We do like the Chachamim. So there are Enli Yispala Tvilas Arvis Kadam Shkiya Sacham. You should not Dab Mincha before Shkiya. But we cannot say that you're not Yotze Bidi Eved. And Bidi Eved, Mishazat Kak, you can rely on that. The Ramah says, where they live, they actually would daven Marav after Plag. Therefore, Ein Lo Livis Pala Mincha Achar Kak, you should not, if you daven Mincha during that time. But if it's a case where you needed to, you can rely on the opinion of Dabar Mincha then. The definition of Laila is Seisek Kechavet. So this is there's a lot of information over here in this sif. Let's see what we can do with the Mishnah Berurah.
So when Mechava says Vavshas Mechatsa, Mechatsa is 30 clock minutes.
We shall see. Okay? We shall see. Aleph, she's Bible. A person daven tefillas mincha after she shows tefillas mincha connected to much shabbat rabbayim tiknua. Chazal instituted tefillas mincha to correspond to the korban talmud of the afternoon. This mashkitasim in a raisa meskalosa after she shows umechsa in a raisa the time for davening mincha for bringing the korban talmud of the rabbayim starts after 6.5 hours. Then a chatzis show after chatzis hayom. Which is 1.5 hour after Chatzos. Now this actually seems to be a steer in Rashi's. Mm-hmm. One place Rashi says maybe in a rice you can bring it you can bring the korban tamei shabbat rabbayim from Chatzos. One place Rashi says maybe a rice you need 6.5 hours. Either one, but even if you hold Midr Raisa, you could. Midr Rabbanan, for sure, they always would wait till 6.5 hours. Either Midr Raisa or Midr Rabbanan, you have to wait till 6.5 hours.
Have okay. I missed much up till now? I know. I'm jumping in on you. I missed much.
We'll, as we go along, you'll fill it in.
Okay.
Now, Amaket Brak Mishum Kadeshiyu Yuchel Mahakrav Karbonis Yochid Mikadim. Since Allah says you may not bring any Karbonis, private personal Karbonis, after the Karbon Tamid. Of the afternoon, with exception of Korban Pesach, so therefore they would not bring the Korban Talmid immediately at the earliest time possible because they want to give people time to bring Korbanos. Shachar Talmid Shabbat Rabbayim also lahakriv shum Korban. So they would wait till 9.5 hours, and that's when they would bring the Korban Talmid. Because of this issue of leaving time for people. Great. Now, so therefore, the appropriate time of Dav Mincha is corresponding when they brought the Korban Talmid, which was 9.5 hours. But we cannot tell you that you're not Yerid Sefer from 6.5 hours, because Mikra did not as this month. The only time we would make an exception and bring the Korban Talmid earlier, the Vad Me'er Pesach Shechal Yisber Shabbos, Shal Yeshech to the Korban B'Shei Shos Umechsa. The Korban Pesach comes out on Erev Shabbos. So Korban Pesach is the only Korban which is brought after the Korban Talmid. So you have to bring the Korban Talmid first and then the Korban Pesach. Okay. And you're not allowed to bring the Korban Pesach when Erev Pesach is on Shabbos and Pesach is Motzi Shabbos, you can bring the Korban Pesach on Shabbos. When Pesach is Friday night, you cannot be makir the Korban at nighttime, you have to makir it Friday afternoon. But not only do you have to makir it Friday afternoon, different than every other Yom Tov, you have to roast it also Friday afternoon. So here you have to get everything done by the allotted time afternoon. So they bring the Korban Talmid of the afternoon as early as possible to leave you as much time after the Korban Talmid to bring the Korban Pesach and be able to then roast it as well. So they would bring the Korban Talmid on its Ikur Din, which was Sheisha Osamechso. Ken Ikur Zaman Tfilas HaMincha L'Chatkilu Miteisha Osamechso L'Mala. Therefore, in general, the preferred time for Mincha is after 9.5 hours. Kenegat HaTalmid Shalim HaKrivim B'chol Yom. That's which the normal time they would bring the Korban Talmid. Kamalkim Mispalo Misheisha Osamechso L'Mala Yotzer Achmed Ikur Zaman Ashal Talmid V'Araisa Maschel B'Yosef Zaman. But since Ikur Din, the Ikur Zaman is earlier, if you would have an earlier time, you definitely would be Yotzer. So, okay, now, that's the language of the Rambam. So the Rambam says that the person should not daven the earlier time, he should daven the later time. If he daven the earlier time, is Yotze. Okay, now, so the Mishnah Berurah. However, there is, they don't learn it, look at it as a bidi eved, like the Rambam does. They all say, you have a choice, you could daven from Mishnah Gedola and onwards, that's fine. But I'm going to give you three scenarios where you should definitely rely and daven earlier. Number one, if the person is going to be having, let's say, a large meal. Somebody just asked me they had a chasna meal. So a chasna meal, we pointed out in the previous siman, you cannot start the meal unless you daven mincha beforehand. Yeah, but it was an afternoon chasna. And basically, it's mincha gedola time now. So, let's wait for 3 hours till we daven mincha, then start the meal 3 hours from now. We don't say that. We say daven mincha now and start the meal. If a person is yotzei l'derech, so we saw before that the halacha is once it comes as man or mincha, a person is not allowed to be yotzei l'derech before he davens. So I'm going to say, listen, it's 12:30 at our scenario. Sunrise was 6 o'clock. Sunset was 6 o'clock. It's 12:30. I need to go somewhere. Someone said, no. Wait 3 hours before you go, because you can't go till you daven, and you're not supposed to daven until 9:30. Until 3:30 in the afternoon. Wait 3 hours before you go. So I can't do that. So in that situation, we're going to be mekel. And the third option is a case of the only minyan available is earlier. So in all the scenarios, we would tell you yes to rely on the daven earlier, and from the time of mincha gedolah onwards. So in all the scenarios, you daven the earlier time. Okay.
He says mutter.
Mutter lechatchila.
You should.
Yeah. Well, so then that's what you. There's nothing holding you back, so then you should do it. Now, so the language of the Shulchan Aruch sounds like if you would daven during that time slot between 12, again, in our scenario, we're sticking with the scenario. Sunrise is 6, sunset is 6, it's a 12-hour day from sunrise to sunset. We're using sunrise to sunset for our purposes right now. So 12:30 is the earliest time you could daven mincha gedolah. Let's say you daven mincha at 12:15. So between 12 and 12:30. So language of the Shulchan Aruch sounds like you're not Yotze. You have to wait till 6.5 hours. The Eshrachanim, the Shirlu, the Avachachilo, after the Chachilo, also the Ispalu, Kadim Shanishtam, Kachachar, Alachar Chatzos. No, definitely the Chachil, you may not daven during that half hour slot. If you did daven, you did not daven a second time. So now you have this dilemma. So according to some opinions, you daven at 12:15, you were not Yotze. According to some opinions, you may not daven a second time because you were Yotze. So it's not, definitely don't get yourself involved in that. So
you could always do a tonight.
You could do a trillist, you know, tonight, the Dovel tonight. Okay.
What would your tonight be?
If I was Yotze, I'll daven a second time and say, if I was Yotze, I'm just daven this as an adobo. If I wasn't Yotze, so I wanted to daven it as my seed. Okay. Without the mashukos of ad halayla l'rabbonon lav davka the whole erich remeshok hoydim tesekachavim. Now he's going on to a new issue. He says you have from now until the night time. So night time is going to be very confusing over here. The mishabura is going to use the approach over here, following the approach of the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch's definition is not from sunrise to sunset. Shulchan Aruch's opinion is until tesekachavim. But it's not really tesekachavim. It's actually a quarter of an hour before tesekachavim. Well, let's say, for argument's sake, we're going to say that the Seisek HaChavim is 72 minutes after sunset. So you have, according to the Shulchan Aruch, you have after the sunset, you still have time without mincha, until 15 minutes before 72 minutes, approximately. So in our scenario, when the sun set at 6 o'clock, until 6:58 and 30 seconds, you could have a mincha. Okay.
Wow.
So he says, "Alayla." It doesn't really mean all the way till nighttime, because nighttime would be 7:12. But it's lav davka. The whole erech ever shok kadam says, "Come luchliyama b'chal benish moshen su k'kamom b'sim reish l'machal l'vein lispal mincha oz." Now I will talk about should you rely on that opinion that the davening mincha 40 minutes after the sun is set. Should you be davening mincha then? We'll talk about that later on. Mishapur says he's not a big fan of that.
This shir is not for Chassidim.
Maybe it is for Chassidim. Maybe they should talk to hear this. Okay. Fine. Okay. So now, the Karn of Yehuda you have until Plaga Mincha, which is until the end of, you have mincha that is only until the Karn of Yehuda, until the time of Plaga Mincha, which is an hour and a quarter before the end of the day. She says, "My mincha ketana hu shtei shos v'mechsa." Why? How do we know that? Because we say that the time of mincha is 2.5 hours from mincha ketana until night time is 2.5 hours. You divide that in half. That's what's called Plag Mincha. You divide it. You're perling it. You're mafling it. You're plumta. You divide it in half. So now it's an hour and a quarter is 1/2 of 2.5 hours. The law who mitesha shows the mechsad sefi ben shows names of the plaga mincha shor shlema v'oy revia. It's an hour plus a quarter. Fine, okay. Umasharin and shows say these hours are calculated based on the length of the day. The hainu kol cheshbon hashos anal ben the mincha gedolah ben the mincha ketana plaga mincha drashin and b'shos hayom. Michalkinan, so all of these calculations of the 6.5 hours, 9.5 hours, 10.75 hours, all of those are calculated based on the time of the day. So Michalkinan Hayom, Bein Orach Bein Kotzer, we take the day, however long it is, long or short, the Shema Sechalakim, the 12 equal portions. Kol Chelak Nikra Shah, each one of these portions is now called a Shah Zmaniyah. And that's how we calculate all of these times. Okay, now, so Irving asked before, do we calculate Mincha Gedoyla, is Shah Zmani a calculation? Or is that when we say you have to wait a half an hour after Chatzos, because Chatzos is Chatzos? For argument's sake, Chatzos is, in our example, Chatzos is clearly 12 noon. Right, so maybe you just need a half an hour afterwards in a clock hour, not in Shah Zmanias. So the Shah Tzion over here touches on that.
Which?
Ches. Shah Tzion and Ches. Nearly the Av HaChatzi Shah Sha'ar HaChatzis the Mincha Gedoyla Ugam Kein Shah Zmanias. Mr. Burr's opinion is that this is also calculated Shah Zmanias, not a straight half hour. And he brings Rayas to that, etc. Okay. There is an opinion which is not like that. He says, Vadayan Sarchi, and that's what he ends up at the end of this argument. That maybe it's still what to talk about, but the assumption for sure, lechatchila, when we wanted daven from Mincha Gedoyla, we calculated based on Shah Zmanius, and we used the longer. So in the winter, in the summer, that's a chumrah. In the winter, however, some people, instead of being makel, because the day is less than 12 hours, so a half hour on the clock is actually going to be longer than the half hour Shah Zmanius. So, but there's some people that are machmer to wait a half an hour. There is, they're machmer both directions.
What about calculating them from? Isn't there a shita that you go from according to the? I guess would it be again Avram.
We're getting there. Don't worry, it's all here. Now, Mishir Yud Beishol, back in the Mishabura. Mishir Yud Beishol is Hayon Nishrin and Boy. These 12 hours that we're talking about, Yesh Machloik has been a poiskim. This is the Machloik is how to do this. Okay. The Yesh Arim, the Chashin and Me'amura Shachar, Tesek Kachovim. There's one opinion that says that you calculate this from Amura Shachar until it says. Me'elur Bihuda Mutli Spala Mincha Ad Shora Urevia Kadam Tesek Kachovim. Rabbanan Alayla. So according to that understanding, according to that you calculate, so in our scenario, sunrise was 6 o'clock, sunset was 6 o'clock. If we will, for an argument's sake right now, we're going to use set times for Amud HaShachar and Tzitzit Kechavim. We're going to say it's the 72 minutes. So that means Amud HaShachar is going to start at 4:48 a.m. And Tzitzit Kechavim will be at 7:12 p.m. 72 minutes before sunrise, 70 minutes after sunset. So your day is not 12 hours long. Your day is 14 hours and 24 minutes long, right? Because you added 72 minutes in one way, 7 minutes another way, so that's 60 plus 60 is 2 more hours, plus another 12 and 12, it's 24. All right, so your day is actually 14 hours and 40 and 24 minutes long. You're going to divide that into 12 equal periods. So it means each Shah Zmaniyah is not going to be 60 minutes, it's going to be 72 minutes. Okay? So then you're going to work with that for all your calculations, which means Rabbi Yehuda, who says, Plaga Mincha is an hour and a quarter before Seisa Kechavim, means 7:12 of Seisa Kechavim. You're going to take 70 minutes before that is
6 o'clock.
That's, you know, you add 72, subtract 72. Then you take 72 and you divide that into 4 equal parts, right?
18.
Right, which is 18. So at Plaga Mincha is at 5:42. So you can daven Mincha until 5:42, according to Yehuda. Right? But that also means you cannot daven early Shabbos. At you know, according to Yehuda, you cannot daven early Shabbos at, you know, at 4:45. Your early Shabbos is going to start 15, 18 minutes before sunset, which is basically regular Zman, and we got it. So you didn't accomplish anything as having quote unquote early Shabbos, right? In that scenario, it's 18. It's according to Yehuda, a day which is sunrise to six is there's 12 hours from sunrise to sunset If you use a set time of 72 minutes, so according to Yehuda, the Plaga Mincha is 90 minutes long. But it's 90 minutes from Seisek Chachovim. Seisek Chachovim, in our example, was 7:12, 72 minutes after sunset. You subtract 90 minutes from 7:12, you get 5:40. You get 5:42. Okay. You got it. Okay. So that is one way to understand. It comes out of the court. Again, we're going to come back to this and we're going to discuss whether you can daven so late. That is the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. However, there is an opinion, which is the opinion over here. It is actually of the. Now, there's two issues over here. There's the opinion of the Ge'onim and the Shulchan Aruch Rav and the Gra, which all say that you calculate it from sunrise to sunset. He also points out over here that it's a Levush in the footnotes. The Levush introduces a new point. Okay?
Where is it?
Which I'm not sure that the Sharon team brings it over here. No, he doesn't bring it over here. He might bring it later on if I recall correctly. Levush says like this. Okay. So stop. What's this whole argument about? This whole argument about is there's a steer in Gemaras. Okay? The steer in Gemaras, and to answer the steer in Gemaras, there's two approaches which are going to answer the steer, and that's going to create tremendous differences in halacha. So let's just review the two Gemaras. There's a Gemara in Psachim. The Gemara in Psachim says, the Gemaras try to calculate what's no derech mechaika. The halacha is, if a person is a distance away from the Beis HaMikdash, he doesn't bring the Korban Pesach, he's not Chayav Kordes, he just brings the Beis HaSheni, and that's all he has to do. If he's close enough, and he doesn't bring the Korban Pesach, so there's no Pesach Sheni for him. He's Chayav Kordes, and that's life, you know. Okay, or
that's
not.
Death, actually.
Right, okay, right.
It's getting cut off.
So what's the definition of derech mechaika? The Gemara says, well, derech mechaika is very simple. The Zman of the Korban Pesach, Mikra Din, starts by Chatzos, an Erev Pesach. It lasts until the end of the day, which is 6 hours. Right? You cannot be Makar Kabonis after sunset. There's a Gemara, a clear Gemara that Kabonis have to be brought. You cannot be Makar Kabonis after sunset. So the Korban Pesach is only brought from Chatzos. So you have, from Chatzos until sunset, you have, that's the only time you can be Makar the Korban Pesach. If you are so far away at Chatzos, which is the Zman of the Kiyum Korban Pesach, that if you will travel, you will not reach Yerushalayim before Shkia, so you're too far away. However, if I am only 2 miles away, so walk right now, starting Chatzos, and you'll get Yerushalayim, enough time to bring the Korban Pesach. So if you didn't do that, you're called not there.
But if you're, you know, have a disability.
Okay.
Sorry.
Now, let's define derech mechaika. So the Gemara says, okay, it's very simple. We know that a person travels 40 mil in a day. The standard person can travel 40 mil in one day. A mil is 2,000 amas. All right, a person can travel 40 mil in a day. Good. We're not discussing how long it will take to walk yet. The Gemara says, starting from Al Moda Shachar, it's already getting light out, a person will start traveling. The person will travel, according 4 mil from Amuna Shachar until sunrise. A person will travel 4 mil from sunset until Seisek Chachovim. That leaves you with 32. That leaves you, you took off 4 on one end, 4 on the other end. You left, it leaves you with 32 mil in the middle. Right? So far, so good. You get 40 mil. A person can travel 40 mil in a day. Mm-hmm. He travels 4 from Amuna Shachar until sunrise.
Okay.
He travels 4 from sunset until Seisek Chachovim. Mm-hmm. And it leaves you with 32 in the middle. So it means from Chatzos until the evening, person can travel 16 mils. A person is more than 16 mils away from Yerushalayim, he's called Derech Mechaika. That's the Gemara's calculation. Now there's another opinion that says, no, a person can actually travel 5 mil from Amuna Shachar until sunrise, and 5 from Shkia until Seisek Chachovim. And that leaves you with 30 mil in the middle, which is 15. So a Derech Mechaika is 15 mil. Okay, those are the two opinions in the Gemara.
Can I throw a monkey wrench?
No, please, don't interrupt me now. Okay, so the Morse clearly says that from Shkia until Seitzikah Chavim is 4 or 5 mil. Okay, that's very clear Gemara. Good. That's the Gemara in Pesachim. The problem is there's a Gemara in Shabbos. This is not like this. The Gemara says that how long is the period known as Ben HaShmoshes, which means after Ben HaShmoshes, the Gemara says it's Seitzikah Chavim. The Gemara says it's 3/4 of a mil. Now, that's a major theory. Mm-hmm. One Gemara says it's 4 mil or 5 mil. One Gemara says it's 3/4 of a mil. So that's the question. So there are two approaches to answer the question. So the Vilna Gaon says that we're mixing up terms. The definition of nighttime does not mean total darkness. Number one, and that's the Morning Shabbos. It says that after the sun sets, the sun will continue moving below the horizon, and you will lose light. From the time 3/4 of a mil have passed, it's dark enough that's considered nighttime. It's still light out. You're gonna still walk. Because why should you stop walking? The morning Psachim says you keep walking. Because that's not a halachic issue. That's just a practical issue of how long you're going to walk. Mm-hmm. So the Gemara says you will walk till 4 mil pass or 5 mil pass. So the Gemara is not discussing. So the morning Psachim is not discussing any halachic terminology in regards to the definition of Seisikah Chavim. The Gemara in Shabbos is discussing the halachic definition. The halachic definition is 3/4 of a mil, which is 13.5 minutes. Let's say, for argument's sake, after sunset. Mm-hmm. Good. That's how the Vilna Gaon answers the two Gemaras, and that's how the Gaonim understand the two Gemaras. So the definition of Ben HaShmoshes starts immediately after sunset. It lasts for 13.5 minutes, let's say, for argument's sake, and then it's Seisikah Chavim. Good. That is the answer which the Gaonim give. And this is, I mean, all of the time of the Gaonim, that's basically all the opinion of the Gaonim. The Rishadja, etc. This is how they understand the Gemara. The Risharim Kamat Pe'echa do not understand the Gemara like this. The Rebbeinu Tam answers the Stira in a different way. He says there are two Shkiyas.
Mm-hmm. Two Shkiyas?
That's what Rebbeinu Tam's mind.
So the Gemara says in Psachim, we're talking about as soon as the sun goes below the horizon, that's called Shkiya Risharim, the first Shkiya. As soon as the sun goes below the horizon, the sun sets. Halachically, nothing happened. It's still daytime, according to Rebbeinu Tam. Right? I'll correct that in a second. Right? So the Gemara says, from that point when the sun glows below the horizon, you can't bring Me'akar Krabonis anymore. So that one thing is relevant halachically. You can't bring Me'akar Krabonis anymore because the Rebbeinu Tam says in Menachos that Dam becomes possible by Shkir Rishana. Even though it's daytime, but Shkir Rishana creates the halacha that Dam becomes possible. Dam becomes possible at nighttime. It's not nighttime, it's Shkir Rishana. Special possible to be married, but Shkir Rishana. So Karbonas end there. So therefore, the Zman for the Karbon Pesach, we're calculating as soon as the sun goes below the horizon. In regards to daytime, it's daytime. Therefore, in Erev Shabbos, you want to keep driving your car after the sun sets? Because it's not day. It's daytime. Okay? When the Gemara in Shabbos is saying that there's a second Shkia which takes place, 3.25 mil after sunset. Okay? 3.25 mil after sunset is a second Shkia, which then lasts for 13.5 minutes, and then it's Seisikah Chavim, which is 4 mil after sunset. So Seisikah Chavim, both Gemaras are saying the same point for Seisikah Chavim, 4 mil after sunset. The time it takes to walk 4 mil after sunset. Just the Gemara in Pesachim is discussing the halacha in regards to Karbonis that stops by the physical sunset, but halachically it's day. The Gemara in Shabbos is saying it continues to be day until 3/4 of a mil before 4 mil, which means 3 1/4 mil. Mm-hmm. So that's the two ways to answer. So that's a major nafkamina. And then, according to the Gemara, it's already Ben HaShmoshes, it's already possibly Laila as soon as the sun sets. So you're not going to calculate Shabbos Zmanis based on that period of time. So you calculate Shabbos Zmanis based on sunrise to sunset. According to the Rebbeinu Tam, the more is giving all these calculations, it means from Amud HaShachar until Seisikah Chavim. Even though there was a period of Ben HaShmoshes in there as well, it's also part of the calculation. Now, so far so good. Yeah? Everybody with me? Yeah? Enough, right? I should make a chart. Now, one last thing we have to clarify is how long does it take to walk a mill?
18 minutes.
Right? So there are three opinions in halacha how long it takes to walk a mil. So first of all, we have to figure out that we paskin 4 mil after sunset or 5 mil after sunset. That's the first thing we have to figure out. So that's actually what Machloekes is, whether we paskin 4 mil or 5 mil. Okay? The second thing we have to figure out is when we say the time it takes to walk a mil, the 40 mil, when are we calculating from? So now we all know the answer, except the Beis Yosef wasn't as smart as us. Okay? But I'll tell you, we know the answer from sunrise. The Morse like this. The Morse says there's 4 mil. Now, we're talking about the Karban Pesach. So we're talking about in Eretz Yisrael, right around the vernal equinox, which means sunrise and sunset are at the same time. So the sun, the time the sun is up in the sky is 12 hours, right? The sun below the horizon beforehand, it's light, etc. But the sun is actually in the sky for 12 hours, which is 720 minutes, right? Mm-hmm. 12 times 60 is 720. So far, so good. Yeah. So how much did you divide that by? Well, we have two choices. Either you divide that by 30 or 32. The Gemara says you put 4 mil before sunrise, 4 mil after sunset, or 5 mil before sunrise and 5 mil after sunset. So these you with either 32 or 30. So if you divide 720 by 30, you get 24. You divide 720 by 32, you get 22 and a half. So the length of time it takes to walk a mil should either be 24 minutes or 22 and a half minutes. So the girl says it's 22 and a half minutes. We pass again, it's 4 before and 4 after, that's 32. You divide 720 by 32, and a mil is 22 and a half minutes. Therefore, 4 mil after Shkia is 90 minutes. Right? 4 times 22 and a half. Talk about 90 minutes, that's what they're talking about. Now, comes the Beis Yosef, and Beis Yosef says, well, it's very easy to calculate, because it's 40 mil going into 720? Well, it's 18. You divide 720 minutes by 40, you get 18. That's the Beis Yosef says. Now, doesn't make any sense to us. Because why are you dividing 720 by 40? From sunrise to sunset is 720 minutes. There's time before and time afterwards. So why that? But that's what the Beis Yosef says, and that's where 18 minutes comes from. And the Gros says it doesn't make any sense. He has no way to explain it. The problem is the Shulchan Aruch says it, and the Rambam accepts it. And the Malkut Rambam and the Taz do not accept it as well. And we are sitting here looking like, I have no idea how to explain it. I have no idea how to explain it to this day. I have no idea how to explain. The Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam, the Taz, and the Malkut Rambam all accept 18 minutes. So, therefore, 4 times 4 mil is 72 minutes. That's where 72 minutes comes from. But the Gros says that's not the right calculation. It has to be at least 90 minutes. There's one opinion that holds it's 24 minutes. It would be 96 minutes. Right, but where's 18 minutes come from? Now, we remark about 18 minutes for our matzah, because the Morse says the time it takes for chametz to become chametz, the time it takes to walk a mil. So we say, well, 18 minutes, yeah. The Gros says, according to the Gros, you would have 22 and a half minute matzahs.
Yeah.
Not 18 minute matzahs. Right? Because
Does he actually know how like that?
I have no idea.
We could see from his descendants of his Talmidim.
So these are the two Gemaras, and these are the Machlokes, and this is where we get all this issue that you calculate the Shalos Manias from Amud HaShachar until Tosefta Chachamim, or from sunrise to sunset. Okay. Mel Bihuda and Amud. Now Yeshem Nishkinish Beis Shalos Minetz Chaman Shetishkiyah. So you calculate the 12 hours from sunrise to sunset. So according to them, the last time you got mincha in our scenario, sunrise is 6 and sunset is 6. 4:45 is the last time you got mincha according to Bihuda. The Chachamim say till 6 o'clock. Now comes along the Lavush, and Lavush says the Shulchan Aruch is right, and the Rebbeinu Tam is right that nighttime is not, for regards to Shabbos, is not till much later after the sun sets. But Mincha, it's only the Korban. You can't be Makar of a Korban after Shkia. So even though it comes to the halachas of this manner of Mincha, it's totally in sunset, Lavush says. Because Rebbeinu Tam himself said that you have a special pasuk in Marba, that even though it's daytime, by Korbanos, you must stop by Shkia. So he says, even though I'm going to accept the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch and how you calculate the day, regards to Mincha, Mincha ends by sunset. And that, L'chara, seems to be the most logical shita. You know, we don't understand why the Shulchan Aruch says you continue davening Mincha later on. Okay, let's go by. So what are we paskin like?
What time is Mincha tonight?
8:25.
Oh, okay.
Right, thank you.
What time is it? 8:17. Okay. Dabar tomorrow, but now we said whatever you do, you're good. Each one has a kol and a chumra. The hainah, the linyan mincha, dasher bihuda, and elav the chumra. Bihuda is limiting your mincha time. The aim of these balam mincha, rakat plaga mincha. Amela yesha kol and linyan marav. According to bihuda, you can start davening marav from plaga mincha onwards. Mishom elav netshav kalayla. Then you should please balam tefilas marav. You could daven marav then. Now, Mishra points out, you're not your tekriyashma then. The hainah rakat tefilah atzma. Kriyashma needs the darkness of Tetzach HaChavim, because that's Allah and Shechiva, time for people are not going to sleep then. It's nighttime, it's called Erev. Therefore, you can daven Ma'ariv Aravim, you can daven all those tefillas, you can daven the tefillah of Ma'ariv, because the sun is now very much in its setting mode. That's called Erev. But regards to nighttime, the Shema is totally in Shechiva when you're going to bed. You're not going to bed yet. So the two different issues, but the rabbanan habi kula. So karni bihudu can daven marav early, but mincha you only can daven until it's a plag. Rabbanan habi kula and tefillas a mincha to be spelling out of erev. The kol mechol you can daven until nighttime, but the meila chumra and tefillas marav then the spelling cut him chashecha. But you can't daven marav early. Now, so the Shulchan Aruch says you should always like one. Lailam kichat. Pirashalo yinav pam kach or pam kach. You should not do sometimes like this and sometimes like that. Pick one sheet and stick with it. Mishum da'avi tarta the sasa, because otherwise it's a stira. So yesterday I said this is mincha time. It's daytime. Today I say it's nighttime. Like we make up your mind. Feel the machra. According to this opinion, even though it's a different days, it doesn't help you. Right? That you it's one or the other. Okay. Oh, I see the Sharti and does bring the Levush about Tefillas Hashkia. Okay, fine. Come on, look now. Koshkin, you shall spell Yamecha, Mincha, Acher Plag, Kerbon of Arvitz, Kadim, Tetz, and Kalp. For sure, in one day, we don't want you doing a Tartanisasi. If 2 days it's a problem, today I'm doing one way, tomorrow I'm doing the other way, for sure, in the same day,
it's a big problem.
I can't Daven Mincha after Plag and then turn around Daven Arv after Plag. Right? Before it says a Kachab. Okay. Now, so you shouldn't daven voices shaw, ala cut and plag daf. You should daven mincha earlier, before plag, and then darmar after plag. Or you should daven mincha till nighttime, and then not daven mar till at a laila. We will let you. Our minutes to daven till mincha until a laila. We don't daven during benish moshes. We stop a little before nighttime. You should not daven marav till later on. So you shouldn't daven any spalat marav, cut him shkia sacham. Test. Ritzalarma serve shkia. Now we say shkia over here, we don't mean the beginning of the shkia, the first shkia. We mean the final shkia. Shul the dasa makabra, simonish the makalas, so the wood cut him his kachabim. Melvagab, the gam, all in certain spalat, achat says a kachabim mamish, cut him a ten havis rak sabak laila, kamam simonish the makay, high porta le dog. He meant says a kachab. Okay, so that is the way the Shulchan Aruch presents it. But yeah, if you did daven then, from Plag HaMincha L'mal, you daven Ma'ariv, even though you shouldn't do so, but yeah, you'd be Yotzei. L'mal L'yotzei, I will cut him Plag. I feel like, but yeah, L'yotzei. But everybody agrees you cannot daven Ma'ariv before Plag. L'yel mispar, the yesh deyos, b'poiskim emasu Plag HaMincha, yesh ismerch l'hoko, l'lach shal yispar l'ach, avim yispar l'shor reviyah, cut him shkisacham. So we're going to rely on the opinion of Plag, at least in the Bidiyavid, if you daven Ma'ariv from an hour and a quarter before actual sunset. Okay, let's do one more over here. Yudal, if Peshas of Chak, you can daven Ma'ariv from that plag of Mincha. Let's learn. Da'afim darka tome di spala Mincha acher plag. Normally you daven Mincha during that time slot. Kamakam yukhli spala tefillas arbis gam kem is manazeh in case you don't have a choice. But even if I'm going to be Mekel, so I said, listen, I always daven Mincha during this time slot. What am I doing with daven Ma'ariv today? So I need daven Ma'ariv early. But fine. But today you must daven Mincha early. But in one day you can't do Tartar Sasha, even Bishas Hatchak. Now, Zati Mishabura, Machal Zemi Spala Biyakiri. This is all talking about you davening by yourself. Avo Tirish Spala Mincha. We have a case where people would get together to daven early. Shall call the base of you Tarek the Caps and Shannon said Philos Arbis, he spelled the Philos Atiba the Gamri. We're afraid if you say, don't daven Marav now, I'll come back later on. It's not going to happen. Kilach Rana Shemutali Spala Arbis, Samach Lamincha, Bayan the Kamaman, Simarish Laman, Hey, Sif Al. So even though this is a very big bidi avid, we're going to allow you to daven mincha and ma'ariv in the same time zone, which you should not do the chadchila. Okay, let's hold it here. So hold the base of cut mid base.